Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping. Cal State University is putting students and staff on notice. They must be fully vaccinated to attend in-person classes and activities in the fall term. Earlier, CSU said vaccines would not be required until they're fully approved by federal regulators, but that was before the Delta variant caused a surge of new infections. The University of California system announced earlier this month that it will also require students and staff to be vaccinated before they can return to its nine campuses across the state. Pasadena is going to require employees to get the jab, so is San Francisco, and now LA is about to join the crowd. The city council is expected to take up the vaccine mandate tomorrow.
The Delta variant is spreading and COVID cases are surging, especially among the unvaccinated. Worried LA officials believe it's time to take action and require that city employees, some 50,000 of them, get the COVID vaccine. The point, of course, is to stop the spread of the virus. Councilmember Paul Koretz.
At one point, we were close to 100 cases, and we now are around 30 times where we were at the low point.
The virus is surging again. Councilmember Bob Blumenfield says they need to take this step.
Having a vaccine mandate makes sense. We need to do it in the right way, of course. We want it to be legal and constitutional, and we can figure that out.
He believes all employees and all people actually need to get the vaccine. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
LA Police Chief Michael Moore says that an LAPD employee is hospitalized and in very critical condition due to COVID-19. An additional 33 department employees tested positive for the virus last week. Moore says he's addressed LAPD and is encouraging unvaccinated employees to get the shots.
One of the issues was the topic of vaccinations, encouraging our personnel to take the vaccine, that it's a critical lifeline for their safety as well as their family. In addition to the nine of our personnel that we've lost to COVID, we've also lost three spouses.
Chief Moore says he's spoken with L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti about the proposed vaccine mandate for city employees, which would include police officers. High school students in California work hard to meet all the requirements for admission to a UC, but it's proving harder for them to actually make the cut.
The rate of Californians getting admitted to a UC is declining. Freshman admission rates from California this year fell to a system-wide average of 65%, down from 70% last year and nearly 84% in 1995. According to the L.A. Times, there's a shortage of seats. A study by the College Futures Foundation says that students who meet the UC and Cal State admission requirements but cannot enroll could double by the year 2030. The new chairperson of the UC Board of Regents says she will push for a comprehensive plan to increase enrollment. Universities now looking into satellite locations, more online instruction, and faster graduation plans to try to open up more seats. Lawmakers have pledged more funding to try and help. One told the Times it's a crisis of access, saying they get a lot of calls from constituents who have kids with 4.6 GPAs and they can't get into Berkeley or UCLA, to which he says, what's going on? Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The LA Orange County region is attracting lots of tech talent.
In fact, a new poll shows this region climbing more than any other market in the country in terms of a tech talent labor pool, though still behind the Bay Area.
In our 2021 scoring tech talent report, the Los Angeles market actually improved the most out of all 50 markets that we tracked. It actually moved up 8 spots to number 9 on the list.
Colin Yasukochi of CBRE Tech Insight Center.
And the big reason for that is the great amount of tech talent that's being educated in the greater Los Angeles, Orange County region.
Driving the gain in part, more high-tech companies opening here. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The LAPD confirms it's made an arrest in the deadly shooting of a Rite Aid clerk in Glassell Park earlier this month. Police say the suspect turned himself in yesterday and has been booked on a murder charge. He's being held on $2 million bail. Authorities say the victim was shot and killed after he confronted two people who took a couple of cases of beer and tried to leave the store without paying. The search continues for the second suspect. 14 families are back in their homes after that massive fireworks explosion that damaged 22 homes in South Los Angeles back on June 30th. LAPD Chief Michael Moore says the city has also rented 29 long-term units for people with homes that need structural repairs. Moore also says every business in the area has reopened. The damage happened when LAPD bomb squad techs miscalculated the weight of the fireworks they were trying to safely detonate. The latest poll on the recall election shows Governor Newsom could be in trouble. The UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies shows just a 3-point margin. 47% of likely voters surveyed support the recall. 50% oppose it. But poll director Mark DiCamillo tells KNX it's still very close.
Indications from mid-July are holding. Republicans are likely to turn out to vote in much greater proportions than Democrats and no-party preference voters, and that's the reason for the differences.
And DiCamillo says Democrats are going to have to overcome that enthusiasm gap. Broadcaster Larry Elder leads the replacement candidates with 18% support, but 40% of voters are still undecided on who they would want to replace the governor. The fate of Ed Buck is now in the hands of a jury. The longtime Democratic political donor is accused of giving meth to two men who died at his West Hollywood apartment. A prosecutor says Buck has a fetish for injecting men with drugs until they become comatose, a claim defense attorneys flatly reject. They say the two men who died had underlying medical conditions. Buck chose not to take the witness stand in his own defense.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.